We're so happy you're back for another day full of inspiration with the Christian Science Daily Lift. With us today is Christian Science practitioner Inga Schmidt. Inga is from Elsa, Illinois.
As tensions seem to be escalating in the U.S. and around the world, asking, "What are your politics?" may no longer launch a healthy debate. In one of her writings, Mary Baker Eddy had a radically different response. "I am asked, what are your politics? I have none, in reality, other than to help support a righteous government, to love God supremely, and my neighbor as myself." As someone who has always had an interest in government, I've thought about her words often. To me, having no politics means refusing to see my fellow citizens, regardless of their politics, as opposed to God-given qualities and ideals. Is it really reasonable to love our neighbors, all of them, all the time? An experience I had brought the answer. I board my retired horse at a farm near my home. Town officials voted to abandon maintenance of the road where the barn was located. It would become impassable for the public and for emergency services, and a sense of panic grew among the neighbors. Heated opposition was organized for the next evening's town meeting. As the day went on, I found myself increasingly indignant about the situation. And the next morning, as I began to pray, those thoughts came flooding back. "Wait a minute," I thought. "I know something about God's goodness and about our integrity as God's spiritual image and likeness. What am I doing?" I realized I should attend the meeting not as a combatant on one of two sides, but as a witness to God's universal government. During the meeting, I affirmed that we were all united in our love for community and that right ideas can't be in opposition. Later, I felt inspired to email the mayor and trustees. I did so and went to bed with a sense of peace, and woke up to an email from the mayor who was confident of a course change. At the next meeting, the decision to abandon the road was unanimously reversed. I was grateful for the reversal, but more meaningful was the lesson I learned about politics, that any apparently unresolvable situation is a mesmeric, mistaken sense of things. And I saw how quickly divine love could jolt me awake to see what was really going on spiritually. I have newfound hope that, with steadfast prayers from every one of us, intense political division, and any so-called intractable issues that inflame this division can be healed.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ, Scientist, in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2026.